Wednesday, 5:35 p.m. at Fuzzy Friends. Mackenzie, what are you doing here? I blurted out for the second time today. Listen, Nikki, it wasn't my fault those idiots from my school got their facts about us all mixed up. But that little accident was my fault. So I wanted to personally deliver this, she said, opening her designer bag and taking out a cupcake box. I couldn't believe my eyes. Was Mackenzie actually doing something nice for a change?
So the only reason you're here is to deliver a cupcake? Brandon asked skeptically.
Come on, don't be ridiculous. You think I came here just to spy on you? Please, I have way more important things I could be doing, like dusting my fabulous shoe collection. Okay, let me get this straight. You bought us another cupcake? I asked, raising an eyebrow. Mackenzie shook her head and giggled sarcastically.
I didn't exactly buy you a new cupcake, but all you have to do is pick out the lint and a few stray hairs, and your old cupcake will be as good as new. Yum, yum.
OMG, Mackenzie, you shouldn't have, I muttered. I didn't know which was more disgusting, that nasty-looking cupcake or the fact that I had just thrown up inside my mouth.
You don't have to thank me, Mackenzie smiled.
No, I meant it. You really should not have done this. Ick! What is that green gooey stuff? I asked.
Who knows? Mackenzie shrugged. The waitress at the cupcakery cleared your table and tossed it, but I fished it out of the garbage and brought it here because I wanted you two little lovebirds to have it.
Ew! That's when I threw up in my mouth again. Brandon and I just rolled our eyes. It was quite obvious that Mackenzie had something up her sleeve and was just playing mind games with us.
What's wrong? You two don't look very happy, she scoffed.
Why would we be? I shot back. You've been practically stalking us.
Well, Miss Smarty Pants, maybe I wanted to take the scenic route home today.
I narrowed my eyes at her. Mackenzie, you were spying on us. Just admit it.
Shut up, Nikki. I've got a perfectly good explanation. I was just,
she hesitated. I had to admit, Mackenzie looked silly standing there thinking and making weird faces like she was suffering from severe constipation. I rolled my eyes.
Well, we're waiting. Actually, I was,
okay, fine. She placed her hands on her hips and glared at us.
So what if I was snooping? Stop pretending you're so perfect. You dirty, law-breaking, animal shelter, rule violators. These mangy mutts, poor dogs, are in extreme danger. Thank goodness I got here in time to save them.
Brandon and I froze and gasped.
What?
So you did hear us, I said, trying not to panic.
Every shady, sneaky detail. I just hope your little secret doesn't get leaked to the Channel 6 investigative news team, Mackenzie snarled. Then Fuzzy Friends will lose its license and be shut down, and every last one of these flea-infested mutts will be out on the street, probably getting run over, or worse. All because you two refuse to follow the rules.
Brandon looked like Mackenzie had just slapped him. He stared down at his feet. Her harsh words and accusations had obviously knocked the wind and good intentions right out of him.
Brandon, I expected so much better from you. I thought you had integrity. Mackenzie scolded him as he hung his head in shame.
What is wrong with you, Mackenzie? I cried angrily. You transferred to your dream school and have everything you've ever wanted. Why do you still have to destroy anything that breathes?
Oh, I don't know. She smirked as she took out her cell phone. I guess bad habits are hard to break.
Desperate, I tried to reason with her. Mackenzie, can't you see the lives of these innocent animals are at stake? Not every shelter in the city is safe, I explained, blinking back tears. Holly must have sensed I was upset or something because she suddenly bared her teeth, growled, and lunged at Mackenzie. Brandon grabbed her collar just in time.
Whoa, girl, calm down. Everything's fine.
Alarmed, Mackenzie cautiously backed away from Holly.
That dog just tried to attack me. Keep that thing away from me or I'll call animal control. That savage beast is dangerous.
OMG, I was so angry. I wanted to slap that girl into tomorrow.
No, Mackenzie, you're the savage beast.
You say that like it's a bad thing, she sneered as she dialed a number on her cell phone.
Then Mackenzie did the unthinkable. It was like she had stooped to a new low and started digging.
Hello? Is this the Channel 6 News Tip Hotline?
I just found out some dirt on a local animal shelter. I think they're abusing the animals.
Yes, I'll hold.
Brandon looked overwhelmed and totally defeated. He just sat on the step, staring like a zombie and quietly petting Holly. Thanks to Mackenzie, Brandon stood to lose two things that he cherished. Fuzzy friends and Holly and her pups. His lofty dream of helping animals and keeping them safe was quickly turning into his worst nightmare. And there wasn't a thing we could do about it.